This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, comments needed, proposed LANL tritium venting, and NRC plans to dump radioactive waste in landfills. During the devastating global pandemic, government plans are proceeding to expose the public to more radiation generated by the nuclear industrial complex. There are actions you can take to stop the two proposals. The first is by Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to vent 114,000 curies of radioactive tritium into the air, and the other is by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, to reinterpret its own regulations that would allow quote-unquote low-level radioactive waste to be dumped in unlicensed and unregulated facilities. Public comments are due to the NRC on Wednesday, October 21st. On Tuesday, October 20th at 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, LANL is hosting a virtual public information session about its proposed venting of radioactive tritium. To register for the phone-in and WebEx event, please email your name and organization to ftwcpublicinfo@lanl.gov. LANL announced its plans to vent in early March. Extraordinary public opposition met those plans. LANL withdrew its proposal. LANL has asked the New Mexico Environment Department for a temporary authorization to conduct the venting. CCNS objects to the issuance of a temporary authorization because it ignores the required public process. Further, a temporary authorization is only good for 180 days. There are several other and larger tritium venting projects required by LANL contracts. The current proposal is an attempt to piecemeal the venting work instead of revealing the scope of the entire project now. On October 1st, Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich and Representative Ben Ray Lujan wrote to LANL urging that a public information meeting be held for the local communities and pueblos. The letter recognizes the, quote, difficulty accessing the Internet and lack of broadband in many communities in New Mexico, end quote, which is another reason why the venting should not take place now. The NRC has been working for decades to allow for the disposal of quote-unquote low-level radioactive waste in unlicensed and unregulated facilities located across the country. Previous proposals were named, quote, below regulatory concern, end quote, and the latest proposal is named, quote, very low-level, end quote. This waste could include entire nuclear reactors and activated metal components and pipes from the reactor core. Other items could include radioactive gloves and booties contaminated with plutonium, cesium, strontium, and dozens of other biologically dangerous radioactive elements. NRC's proposal has the potential to let all of that waste be sent to general or municipal landfills, hazardous waste landfills, and incinerators. However, contaminated metals may be recycled into consumer products. Colleagues at the Nuclear Information Resource Service, or NIRS, have prepared an electronic public comment at nirs.org/radioactive-waste that you can use to submit your comments. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.